Job chapter 39. Do you know the time when the mountain goats give birth? Or do you keep watch over the time when the hinds calve? Can you count the months for which they gestate? And do you know the time when they give birth? They crouch, they deliver their young, they cast off their labour pangs. Their young grow strong, they grow up in the open field. They go out and do not return. Who set the wild ass free? And who loosed the bonds of the wild donkey? Whose home territory I appointed to be the arid tracts, and whose dwelling places to be salt land. He derides the urban crowd, and does not hear the clamour of the taskmaster. The forageable area of the mountains is his pasture, and he searches for every green plant. Does the buffalo love to work for you, and does it lodge in your stall? Can you bind the buffalo to his harness for ploughing a furrow? Or will he harrow the valleys behind you? Do you put your trust in him, for his strength is great? And do you leave your toil to him? Will you put your trust in him, that he will make a return on your seed, and gather it in your threshing hall? Are you responsible for it when the wing of the ostrich is celebrated, or the wing feather of the stork and its plumage? For she commits her eggs to the ground, and hatches them on soil, and she forgets that a foot may crush them, and that a wild animal may trample on them. She treats her young harshly, as if not her own. Her labour is in vain and without fear. For God causes her to forget wisdom, and he has not apportioned her with understanding. In due time she rises on high, and looks down on the horse and on its rider. Did you give the horse his strength? Did you clothe his neck with a mane? Did you give him the ability to jump like a locust? The dignity of his snorting is awesome. He paws in the valley and rejoices in his strength and engages in battle. He derides fear and is not afraid and does not turn back from the sword. Alongside him the quiver rattles and the blade of the spear and the lance. With noise and raging he stamps the earth and does not stand in place when the sound of the ram's horn is heard. Whenever the ram's horn is heard, he says, "Aha!" and smells war from a distance. The thunder of generals and the sound of alarm. Is it by your wisdom that the hawk soars and stretches its wings to the south? Or is it according to your command that the eagle soars and that it makes its nest high up? It dwells and lodges on a rock, on a crag and citadel. For there it seeks prey, its eyes see it from a distance, and its young suck up blood, and wherever the slain are, there it is.